September 8, 1932. Prodigy of the birth of the Queen of Heaven. Ways of communication between creator and creature. What forms nobility? My little mind is always running inside and outside of the divine volition, and for however much it goes around I am never tired. I feel a mysterious strength that, enticing me, never says enough to me, but says, run, seek its acts, love them, adore them, kiss them, and transform yours to its, and form all your life of divine will. And if I do not know how to say anything, in my courses and rounds I tell my little tale, I love you, I love you, I adore you, I bless you, O adorable will, in all your works. And since today is the nativity of the Queen of Heaven, I stopped to think about the great portent of her birth, in which it seemed heavens and earth were at attention in order to adore this divine prodigy. And my highest good Jesus, with indescribable love and tenderness, told me, blessed daughter of my will, the birth of my celestial mama encloses our wonders, all prodigies united together. But do you know why? She was not only born pure, holy, beautiful, immaculate, no, no, but my divine will was born together with the celestial little baby girl. It was already conceived and enclosed in her in order to form its operating and growing life in the gracious little baby girl. My will enclosed itself in order to be born together with her, to make use of the organ of this celestial creature in order to operate and form its divine life. This was a prodigy that only the eternal love, the divine wisdom and power, could work. It was not only life that was given to her, nor only the gift of being free from original sin. This would have been nothing for our power. What was amazing and called the attention of everyone, was my will that was born together with her into the world, so much so that the heavens and earth remained shaken by it, placed themselves at attention, and felt a mysterious strength, that same strength that dominated and conserved the whole of creation. It was our very will that moved everything, and placed itself and the whole of creation at the service and disposition of this newborn baby girl. So this birth of my will together with her was the origin that called all the other prodigies to centralize them in her. Where my fiat reigns, there is no good that it does not enclose, nor prodigy that it does not complete. It wants to display its loving power by forming its operating life, and placing of its own for however much it is possible for a creature to contain. Therefore, admire and thank our Supreme Being that arrives at so much love toward this newborn baby girls to let our unborn will, that has neither beginning, nor end, nor limits in its confines, be born in her. So I followed the work of the divine will in all created things, and my lovable Jesus added, my daughter, created things were done by us in order to form many ways so that man could make use of them to come to us. Therefore, we left everything open, so that when he wanted to come he would not need to knock or open in order to come to us. He was our son. It was just unreasonable that all the ways to go to his celestial father be held open, and we be with each other in order to love him and be loved, and a son to ask for graces and favors. But do you know what this ungrateful son did? He himself closed the ways, he formed the bars, and by sinning he formed the doors, closing the correspondence with one who had given him life. Now, do you know who returns to open the doors, to burn the bars? One who loves me and lives in my divine will. Love and my fiat are powerful forces that burn and empty everything, and they open all the ways to place the distant son again in the arms of his celestial father. Now, you must know that all the virtues, the good works, the love, and doing my divine will, form the nobility of man. But the substance of this nobility is the wealth of my grace. All good becomes leaned on it, which becomes the fount and conservator of all the good that he can do. Otherwise one can say that man is noble by origin, but since he lacks the wealth, he finds himself almost by necessity doing acts not worthy of his nobility. Indeed, if one is noble and is not rich, he cannot dress nobly, or live in palaces. In this way his nobility is reduced to only the memory that he was noble. So, in one who does not possess the wealth of my grace, all good is reduced to squalid virtue that very often makes seem that he is not rich with patience, with prayer, with charity, and so forth. Now, good forms nobility, the wealth of my grace conserves it, my will forms the king who dominates and with divine mastery rules and orders all. Fiat.